Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday, August 14th, 2025 edition. Want to remind you that Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com is running his end of summer sale right now. For being a listener of this show, using the promo code TruckerRandy, one word, no space, or by calling the 800 number operator number assigned to this promo code, up to 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items, plus free shipping. So all you have to do is text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you the contact information, the website, MyPillow.com, as well as the promo code TruckerRandy, one word, no space, for you to take advantage of those discounts and free shipping. Absolutely love their products. Took a shower this morning with a freshly washed, softened, big, fluffy towel. And man, they are so absorbent, it's amazing. Absolutely love the MyPillow towels. Giza Dream Sheets, the new MyPillow 2.0, mattress toppers, slippers, we've got it all. Absolutely love the products. Any problems, any issues, you call them up, they make it right. So again, text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you the information. A former administrative law judge with the Michigan Public Service Commission is now facing sentencing on September 8th after a jury has convicted him of charges related to an internet child predator sting. Christopher James Wolf, 45, was convicted of child sexually abusive activity, accosting children for immoral purposes, as well as using a computer to commit crimes, according to the Ingham County Circuit Court records. Wolf, who resigned his position in September of 2024, faces up to 20 years in prison when he is sentenced. Prosecutor John DeWayne, in a statement, said it is disturbing and unfortunate when any member of the legal profession violates the law. However, we are committed to equal justice under the law, and we believe this case is an example of that principle in action. Wolf was alleged to have responded to an online post by a Michigan State Police trooper posing as a 15-year-old girl and sent sexual pictures of himself. Wolf was arrested when he went to meet the girl, quote unquote, in person. So these sting operations being conducted, operating by the Michigan State Police, and they are doing these stings all across the state of Michigan. But the interesting part of this, former administrative law judge with the Michigan Public Service Commission. Now, I'm not sure who appointed him to that position, which governor, but this is the very same entity, folks, the Michigan Public Service Commission, that is now, based on Public Act 233, in charge of permits when it comes to solar projects, wind turbine projects, anything to do with the governor's 2040 Clean Energy Act. And again, appointed every single member of the Michigan Public Service Commission by a governor. These are unelected positions. The story doesn't say who appointed him to that position back in the day, when he had been appointed, how long he had been serving as a former administrative law judge. I guess every potential department, every potential agency has their bad apples, and they have found one, and he will be going to prison. Another story from Lansing. Barring any substantive funding changes, Michigan is going to replace 10 bridges a year. In Michigan's 4,500 state-owned bridge network through 2029. The state's chief bridge engineer told the House Transportation Appropriations Subcommittee yesterday. Engineer Rebecca Curtis told the panel that while the Michigan Department of Transportation made record bridge investments during Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Rebuilding Michigan bond program, there isn't enough long-term funding at the moment to keep it going. Even though we're doing all the right things, the funding is not there to help us move the needle enough, Curtis said. Well, MDOT noted that record bridge investments starting in 2021, credited in large part to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Rebuilding Michigan bond program, which focused on rebuilding highways and bridges critical to the state's economy, and the ones that were carrying the most traffic were made. The investment strategy has been successful, focusing on key rebuilding projects, improving both road and bridge conditions along major freeways. Work remains, however, as the state continues to see declining bridge conditions and faces the stark reality of bridge closures starting in just 10 years. Curtis explained that much of MDOT's bridge inventory has far exceeded its intended service life, and that the department has been forced to focus on identifying locations at high risk of closure over the next 10 and 20 years. They're also identifying what economic impacts these closures may cause. Considerations are being made for daily commuters, commercial truck drivers, as well as emergency response teams, as they weigh heavily on the department officials as they determine the next steps to most efficiently invest dwindling budget dollars. According to MDOT's five-year transportation program, 2029 is slated to have the lowest bridge investment funding that year in more than a decade. Allocating less than $132 million to bridge improvements. MDOT estimates that the state currently has nearly 280 bridges on the state's trunk line. It's any road that starts with an I, an M, or US. And most of those 280 are rated poor. More than 100 of them are at high risk of closure as soon as 2035, and has a potential impact on 1.2 million drivers who use these corridors every single day. Based on current funding allocated for bridge replacements, the department can rebuild fewer than only 10 bridges per year. With a total bridge inventory of just more than 4,500 bridges, MDOT would need to design and build bridges with an average 500-year service lifespan to keep the network in good and fair working order based on today's funding. While strained bridge funding remains a concern for MDOT officials, pavement conditions for roads these bridges are located along, as well as the jobs the industry supports, still remains a high concern. with the support of Rebuilding Michigan's funds using the bond funding program Governor Gretchen Whitmer implemented back in 2021. Well, it expires this year. The MDOT Highway Capital Program has supported an annual average of 25,650 jobs, while bringing the trunk line network condition 89% up to good or fair pavement. What they're looking at going forward for 2026 through 2030 has a different outlook. Based on the projected numbers, they will only be supporting 17,000 jobs, which would be a loss of 8,650. And guarantee that MDOT will lose ground on recently improved pavement conditions. Currently, the House Transportation Subcommittee members gave a breakdown of the fiscal cliff facing MDOT. But from the perspective of more than the 11,000 total bridges statewide. So this is why House Republican Speaker Matt Hall are absolutely committed to coming up with a road to funding formula that will take care of all these concerns, not just pavement, but bridges as well. Talking about $3 billion a year, absolutely guaranteed and committed to increasing the budget and increasing the maintenance repairs that need to be done. Now, it's very interesting because nobody, to my knowledge, is talking about restructuring MDOT. Nobody has even brought the idea up of taking roads, road repair, bridge repair away from MDOT and giving it to the local county road commissions. Why they're not considering that is amazing to me. Waste, fraud, and abuse and top-heavy management at MDOT, it needs to be restructured, folks. Final segment of today's show, of second hour, we'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Got a text message from an out-of-towner, longtime friend, listener, Anita, down in Florida. I heard your show yesterday. Yes, I'm an out-of-towner. I still listen to you, but sometimes not every day. I wanted to let you know I still listen. Love your show. There's just no show like it anywhere. You have the best show ever, and I miss Michigan News. I try to keep up on it, as well as that darn Mike Rogers. Well, he's living down there in Florida with you. You should go over and pay him a visit. He doesn't do anything. I hope the people are still on to him, but you know what, Anita? He is going to be the Republican nominee for Senate. Donald Trump has come out and endorsed him again this year, as well as last year. And at this point, I don't think anybody is going to challenge him. If they do, it's going to be really basically a waste of time because Rogers will not come and debate anybody. He didn't do it last year during the primary. And he's definitely not going to do it again this year, heading into next year. So the Republicans are lining up behind him, and he's going to end up being the candidate. So God help us, but at least a lot of people are saying he will, in the caucus, be able to give him enough votes to get most of what Donald Trump wants to get done for the rest of his presidency. There are some races that they're not really sure whether or not they're going to keep the Republican seats, and they're hoping that they can flip this one. At least, if he gets elected, we'll have one R and one D in Washington, D.C.'s U.S. Senate. The state is basically split 50-50 anyway as a whole. Donald Trump defeated Kamala Harris by a pretty large margin, but it is still very, very close. So we'll see how that goes. But thanks for listening. Thanks for texting me. Greatly appreciate it. I hope you're doing well. Vicky is doing fine. She's back to work full time, as well as performing all the services duties responsible as the county clerk. They finally were able to certify the canvas of the millage proposal election they had a week or so ago, waiting for military and overseas ballots coming in. 6 days after the election, they must be postmarked before that deadline and received by the clerk's offices to be counted and then canvassed and certified. So they were able to do that yesterday. So greatly appreciate that, as well as other text messages coming in. I got one that says, yes, please definitely text me the family information. I want to pass it on to some friends that are going through a divorce, and hopefully Jonathan can help advise them and give them some advice as to help them get through it. Well, again, when you text me all of that, my phone doesn't auto-reply. Just text me the word family. Even though you said family in your text, my phone doesn't recognize it with all that other information. So if you could just text me again, family, I'll send you the information automatically through my phone file. If I don't get another family from you, I'll try to find the file and forward it to you. One of the things that I want to talk about in the third hour, the final hour of today's show, is the importance of the local communities, the involvement that you can participate in that you may not be aware of. I've got a short story in the first segment I want to get to. We're going to talk about the communities, various things that come up where you may want to volunteer. Some of these only take a couple hours, a month, but there's something that maybe that's out there that would pique your interest, something that would interest you, where you could engage and be part of the process. So we're going to talk about that in the next hour, as well as this other story I'm looking at. Federal investigations continuing, information being sought from our very own Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Well, the deadline is coming up for that information to be sent to Pam Bondi's U.S. Department of Justice Attorney General's office. And we have a candidate running for governor, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, who's put out a post about it. So we're going to talk about that as well, because he's basically going after Benson. He's not going after any of his Republican opponents for the primary. He's laser focused on the right now appears to be the top, according to polls, the top Democrat running for governor, Jocelyn Benson. So we have that story pulled up. We're going to get into that conversation as well. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing.